Soul of the Fire by Terry Goodkind. To James Frenkel, a man of great patience, courage, integrity, and talent. Epigraph. Beware when day meets dark. Beware crossroads where they skulk. Mind, they can lurk in fire's crackle and easily travel on sparks. Beware gloomy places among rocks, under things, down holes, and caves and shafts of every kind. Beware crags and edges and water's brink. The fey creatures slip along borders where this meets that. Some are of terrible icy beauty. Most are shaped by whim. They often crave attention. Pray not provoke them, for they revel in causing extravagant harm and are dangerous in the extreme. They are tireless hunters, these thieves of magic, without empathy, without a soul. Mark well my words. Beware the chimes, and if need be great, draw for yourself thrice on the barren earth, in sand and salt and blood, a fatal grace. Translated from Colo Bleisen's Journal. Soul of the Fire. Chapter 1. I wonder what's bothering the chickens, Richard said. Kalin nuzzled tighter against his shoulder. Maybe your grandfather is pestering them now, too. When he didn't reply, she tilted her head back to squint up at him in the dim firelight. He was watching the door. Or maybe they're grouchy because we kept them awake most of the night. Richard grinned and kissed her forehead. The brief squawking on the other side of the door had ceased. No doubt the village children, still reveling in the wedding celebration, had been chasing the chickens from a favorite roost on the squat wall outside the spirit house. She told him as much. Faint sounds of distant laughter, conversation.